message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning, I'll be speaking briefly on a very, very important topic in this fasting period. And I want you to be very, very attentive, because I am very certain that God will answer all your expectations in Jesus' name. Victory in battle via the hand of the Lord. Victory in battles via the hand of the Lord. Victory in battles via the hand of the Lord. Open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2. And we'll be reading verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Also, Job chapter 14, verse 1. Job chapter 14. We'll be reading verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. Some version says they are full of battles. Those little days, 120 years if possible, those few days are full of battles. I want to start as a matter of foundation this morning to let us know that life is full of battles. And another word name for battles are troubles. Life is full of battles of all kinds. And there is no human being that is exempted from battles. And these battles have no timetable. There is no specific timetable that this is when the battle will come. For some, it will come when they are in primary. For some, it will come when they are in secondary. For some, it will come when they are in tertiary institution. For some, it will come much older in life. But it is sure that battles will always come. And the Bible says life is full of troubles. It's full of battles. Now, quickly this morning, things to note about the issue of battles of life. Number one is that life always brings its battles to every human being. Either you are white, either you are black, either you are Asian, either you are African, or you are American. Everybody that is a human being must have battles, troubles. It must come. It is sure. No one is exempted from battles. Number two important fact about battles is that battles or troubles have no respect for persons. It doesn't respect you. Either you are a president or you are a painter. Either you are a teacher or you are a janitor, it has no respect for you. Either you are a student or you are a graduate, battles have no respect for you. Battles does not have respect for beauty, neither does it have respect for handsomeness. Hello? Battle does not have respect for beauty or handsomeness. Battles does not care where you went to school, this kind of school you went to. In my place, they say it is the person that has not seen battles that will be saying, I'm a big man. You know that you're proverb very well. A person that has not seen battles, he'll be doing like he's the one that is everything. He'll be acting proudly because he has not had his own fair share of battles of life. Number three. Things to note about battles is that behind every battle, there is a force. Behind every challenges and troubles you have faced or you are still facing, there is a force. Somebody say there is a force. Open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Then what are we wrestling against if we are not wrestling against human beings? Number one, we wrestle against principalities. Someone say principalities. We wrestle against powers. Someone say powers. We wrestle against rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Amongst other things, these four forces are the forces behind the battles of man. Principalities. Powers. Rulers of darkness of this world and wickedness in high places. The Bible even says in the book of Psalms that the world is full of cruelty or the world is full of wickedness. The world is full of we have seen all kinds of wickedness in this world. People killing themselves for money, rituals, people kidnapping people like them, just a human being like them, they kidnap them and they collect ransom. After collecting the ransom, they still kill them. People using small children and grinding the small children and putting them inside bottle and put drink there and be drinking it. Recently, I saw something on the internet that somebody sent to me also of a particular person that took a child and caught the child and made the child into pepper soup and was selling pepper soup in Lagos. A small child caught the child and was selling the child with pepper soup. Mix it with pepper and people will not know that it's a human being. Recently, I also heard the story of a guy who met a lady. That's why women, you have to be very, very careful. Was looking for all these cheap prophets all over the place that are looking for cheap money. Hungry people. And then the prophet said, come and meet me in so-and-so place. And she got there. When she got there, he killed her. Cut vital parts of her body and buried her. All kinds of wickedness. Recently also I heard the story of a person who the house boy in the house killed the master. The man has a daughter who just graduated and the daughter mistakenly walked in at that time. Killed the daughter. Killed the two of them. And removed the television, carried their phones, all the valuables in the house and bolted away. We are in a world of wickedness. We are in a wicked world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. The Bible was speaking to us. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Though we are in the flesh, our battles is not of the flesh. I was telling our beloved leaders recently, most of the battles of man are spiritual. Most of the problem of human being is not the way you look at it. It's not actually what it is. It might look as if it's a human being, but it is mostly spiritual. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, and casting down imagination. Some people, their imagination alone can kill. They just, as this guy is going, let this guy somersault. I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are here to fight battles this morning. Behind every battle is a force. Behind every battle is a wickedness. Behind every battle is a power. Behind everything you have been praying for long that refuses to be answered is a force. It's a force. It's a force. Daniel prayed for 20. He prayed for 21 days. And the prayer was from the first day of his fast, he already answered his prayer. A wicked force went to stop the prayer like this. Until God dispatched angels to strike them down. The problem remained there. Today, every battle that has continued with you for so long, today is the day in the name of Jesus. Today is the day to be terminated in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. So the world is full of battles. Number four thing to note about battles is that even righteous men and righteous women will face battles. Don't ever think that because you are a righteous man or because you are a holy man, you will not face battles. That is the greatest deception you can have in this world. Don't deceive yourself that because you are living a holy life, so automatically there won't be battles in your life. Even the righteous will fall 7 times, but he will rise again. The Bible says, rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. Don't yet dance over me. Don't rejoice over me yet, my enemies. When I fall, I will rise again. I pray for somebody today, even if you are falling, you will rise again in Jesus' name. Joseph was a righteous man, yet he faced battles. They lied against him. Daniel was a righteous man, yet he faced battles. They threw him inside the lion's den. But he came out unscratched. Those that put you inside the lion's den, in the name of Jesus, they will replace you there and they will be consumed. Amen. Those that place your destiny inside the lion's den, God will throw them there and they will be consumed. The same lion that was looking at David, that was looking at Daniel, and refused to do anything with him, the same lion consumed Daniel's enemies. The same lion. That testimony will be replicated in your life. Amen. What could not consume you will consume your enemies. Amen. What could not consume you will consume those who hate you. Amen. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were righteous. Very, very righteous. Yes, they threw them inside the furnace of burning, fiery furnace. That is fire that is hotter than normal fire. Normal fire, so if you put your hand inside, you know how many days that you need to be nursing it. But it's called burning, fiery furnace. They made the thing hotter than normal. To the extent that those that went near the fire, the heat alone killed them. The heat alone. But they went inside and they came out unscratched. God was already waiting for them inside the fire. The fire you are passing through presently, you are coming out unscratched. The challenges you are coming out, you are passing through presently, it is coming out with you as a testimony. You are coming out of that battle as a testimony. They came out and they came out unscratched. So your being righteous does not exclude you from battles. You're coming to church. Some people say, but I'm serving God. God, but I'm serving you. There was a many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivered him from them all. Many, not even one. Many challenges you will face because you are righteous. Many problems will come your way because you refuse to compromise in your place of work. Many challenges will come your way because you refuse to sleep with men. Many things will come your way because you refuse to steal money. But the Lord said, you are the one that will be victorious. In the name of Jesus, you are the one that will be victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Thank you, Jesus. Number five. Important thing to note about battles is that your parentage or background will determine a lot about your battles, about the battles you will fight. Where you come from, the place where they gave birth to you will determine to a great extent the battles of your life. Your origin, your ancestral lineage, the village you came from, the family you came from, what they worship there. There are some families where they always worship some particular gods, some particular part of the year. And somebody must be used. A blood of somebody must be used per year. So they will just pick somebody in the family. Maybe one cousin somewhere, or one nephew, or one young guy that is just about to enter into the prime of his life. Cut his life short in the night, drain his blood, and use it for sacrifice for that year. Your parentage, your family, your background, where you came from, will determine the kind of battles you fight. You look at it very well, you will notice, if you are a child of God, is not careful, the way the battles of his mother is, that is the way the battle of the daughter he will be. If a child of God is not careful, the way the battle of his, the way the father struggled, the way the father was doing jaga jaga, carrying girls up and down, maybe drinking, maybe living a wasted life, we make good money, where yes, cannot show what he has used the money for. Then the son will carry on with that. Somebody say, God forbid. Everything that is evil that is in your lineage, you will not partake in it. I say, everything evil that is in your lineage, you will never partake of it. I've seen many, many children towing the path of their father. Once you see their father, when your father was this age, this is how he was behaving too. When your father was in this age, that's the way he was behaving too. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I said that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. The way Abraham lied about Sarah is the same way his son also lied, Isaac. It's the same way Jacob also lied. If you are not very, very careful, if you are not spiritually conscious, a child can tow the evil part of his father. A problem, but that there are some parents, they did not fight the battle of their life. They handed it over to the children and died. They did not complete the fighting of the battle. They did not make sure the problem was destroyed. They now died and gave the child the problem, like handing over legacy to him. Bible says a good father leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. These ones did not leave good inheritance. They left problem for the children. This one did not leave an inheritance. They left things that the children cannot understand. Mysteries in the family. All kind of jagajaga that they can't explain. Happening. It was happening during the time of the parents. A parent did not fight it. And they died. The child also continued that battle. Every battle that has been handed over to you by your parents. Battle that your parents were fighting and they did not conquer and they handed it over to you. You will conquer this morning in Jesus' name. It is forbidden for my life to be like my father's life. It must be an improvement. It's a taboo. I vowed before God that my life will be exact with the level of knowledge I have now. No, God forbid. That I'm moving at the pace he has moved. Your parentage, your background will determine the battles you will fight. Just watch your parents, see the kind of battles they fight. If you don't quickly fight, you've told the same path. But for you and your children, you are coming out victorious in Jesus' name. Number 6. Things to note about battle is that battles show that you have a great destiny. Once you see that you are having battles, once you see that things, they are fighting you, things are not, people are attacking you in the dream, attacking you on the road, attacking your family, attacking your business, it shows that you have a glorious future. Nobody throws stones at a tree that is without oranges. The battle in your life is a sign that there's something the enemy has seen. He doesn't want you to get there. The battle in your life is a sign. It's a sign that there's a glorious future. I was reading a scripture recently in the book of Joshua. The Bible says, only two cities did not fight the children of Israel when they were going to the promised land. Only two. All the others, they had to fight. Only two is in the book of Joshua. Only two people made friends with them on their journey. Long journey. And the journey was supposed to be short. If they passed through the land of the Philistines, they would have gotten to where they are going on time. But because the battle of the Philistines is very fierce. Very fierce battle. So God now made them to go through a long road. Which is still better for them than... Because the Philistines and the Israelites, the battle would have been so fierce that they didn't have the strength for that. So they had to go through a longer route. But that long route, only two cities made friends with them. Every other place they had to be... You want to get something out of your life, be ready to fight. It is fighting that is making us still be here. It is fighting that is making us still be here. If there's no fighting, we can't be here. If there's no fighting, we evacuate you sharp, sharp. Some of you, some of the battles we are facing is because of some of you. Think about your own. What's your own? What's your own? What's your problem? What's your problem? What's your own? Why are you putting your mouth there? Were you there when they made this something? Were you there when they tied the person? What is your problem? The battles you are facing shows that you have a great destiny. Friends, if you don't have battles, if you don't have anything that you are fighting or trusting God for, I don't really value you much because it shows that the devil doesn't care about you. You are insignificant. You are very infinitesimal. You are very inconsequential. So the devil doesn't have any part. He doesn't need to bother you. But when you have some battles, devil is trying to attack your health. It shows that he knows that you have a great future. Devil is trying to delay your job. He knows that you have a great future in that job. Devil is trying to delay you from having children. He knows that the children that will come out of your loins are great children. They are arrows in the hands of the mighty God. So he says, I will delay this lady. But the days of those delay is over. The days of the wicked trying to stop you is finally over. Did I hear you say a good amen? Did I hear you say a good amen? I don't have time to talk much this morning. How to be victorious in battle? How can I be victorious in the battle of my life? Just a few points here, and then we will go to pray. Number one, you must know that you have a battle to fight. Because when you don't have knowledge, according to Hosea 4 verse 6, you can be destroyed. You must be a man or woman that has the knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, it's a problem. There is a battle over that marriage. There is a battle over your children. There is a battle over your contracts. There is a battle over your graduation. There is a battle over your ministry. There is a battle over every. You must know. If you don't know, you are the most of all men, most miserable. That's why I pity many people in this part of the country. I pity them. Because a lot of times, laziness, slothfulness, slumber, sluggishness has destroyed the life of many people. Anyway, sleep, and sleep off their destiny. You must know that you have a battle to fight. Number two, you must refuse to fear in the face of battles. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You must refuse to fear. You must refuse to fear. Turn to your neighbor and say, refuse to fear. Turn to another neighbor and say, refuse to fear. You must refuse to fear. The tactic of the devil is fear. If you are praying against witches and wizards now, when they attack you? If you are praying against powers of your father's house now, wouldn't they attack you? If you are praying against forces in your place of work that doesn't want them to promote you, wouldn't they attack you? You must refuse to fear. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. The Bible says, when thou goest to battle, can we read together, everybody? When thou goest to battle against thy enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land. When you are praying and your eyes is open and you can see those who are against you, say, don't be afraid of them. When you are seeing them attacking your family, attacking your destiny, and you want to throw back your own attack, say, don't be afraid of them. If you are afraid of them, you can't get the victory. The armor of the wicked is fear. Make you very scared. Scared of the exam. Scared of the course. Scared of getting married. How will I? I was talking to some young men recently. I said, why are you not yet married? What are you waiting for? They did not say anything, but I could read their heart. Fear. Fear. Maybe all the ladies, can you still get a good lady? Then where do I get money? If your father and your mother were saying that, would they give back to you? That where are the good guys or where are the good lady? You trust on God to lead you. You trust on Him to direct you. And you take a step of faith. It's a long journey. And your wife will not be in Afghanistan. Your wife is around you. Your wife will not be in Congo Kishansha. All you need to do is to open your eye and see the glory of God. May the Lord take away the scale on the eyes of many of our men. Amen. And may God give the grace for many who are still boys to become men. Amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. No? Because they need serious prayer. It is until men from outside come and pick all the ladies here before your eye now open and say, what am I looking for? When it's not as if something is wrong with you. Refuse to fear. Can I tell you this? A fearful person has no future. If you are fearful, you can't take any step. If you are fearful, you can't progress. If you are fearful, you can't do well. When I was leaving Zenith Bank, when this ministry started, many said, it's not possible. You will soon be destroyed. How possible? So you will drop everything. Is it possible? I heard that some say, it is impossible. You can't do it. Nobody can. How can you leave this kind of status and say you want to? No, it's not possible. But today, the story is different. If you are fearful, you can't get anything done. You can't get anything done. You can't get anything done. You can fight and win. In fact, once the devil sees fear in you, he knows that he has won the battle already. Once the devil sees, this person is fearful. And number three, where are we stuck this morning? How to handle the victory? How to assess victory? In battle, is seek the hand of the Lord. Seek the hand of the Lord. In Exodus 13, verse 14b. Exodus 13, verse 14b. The Bible says, the B part, that thou shalt say unto him, by the strength, I didn't see that. That has cut. Is it possible to move it? By the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out from Egypt. By the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt and from the house of bondage. And when I read this scripture, I looked at it and said, hey! By the strength of the hand of the Lord, I was brought out of a place called the house of bondage. May you be brought out of every house of bondage. May your life be brought out of every house of bondage. May your destiny be brought out of every house of bondage. Let me hear you say a big amen. Looking at David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 to 8, there was a battle. There was a man called Goliath, a Philistine, who was bragging against the children of God and said, "Bring out a man for me. Bring somebody out for me." He was a champion. He was a massive man. And nobody was ready to fight. Nobody was ready to contend with this man except a young man that is called David. The Bible says that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 42, when Goliath saw David, he disdained David. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth. David was a young boy. He didn't look like someone that can fight battles. That's why when some people look at you and I, they say, how can this person have that kind of power? How can they have that kind of... You don't use... It's carnal people that use physical eye to assess spiritual people. If you're a carnal person, when you see a spiritual person, isn't he the son of Mary? The son of Mary. The son of Joseph the carpenter. Sit down there. He looked at him and said, "This one doesn't have anything. He doesn't carry anything." And in verse 45 of the same place, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with shield. But I have come to thee in the name of the Lord. I have come to attack you by the power of the hand of the Jehovah." You have brought in your hand spears, shields, and all. I don't need that. With the hand of God attached to my hand, I will fight you. And then the Bible says, if you go on after that, he moved towards him. He didn't fear at all. Go to verse 46. "And this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give it the carcass of..." Now, to verse 47 because of time. "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with a sword and spear, but for the battle is the Lord's." The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. And in verse 48, he moved towards him. He moved towards him. "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the battle." Stop going up. Stop moving back towards battle. When your enemies are moving, they're not moving backward. They say, "They're coming." They say, "They're coming to see me. They say, they're meeting me tonight." Move towards them. With audacity, ferocity, and massiveness. Not a time for you to be fearful. When they dare you, you dare them. When they want to kill you, you kill them. When they want to destroy you, you destroy them. When they want to poison you, you poison them. When they want to terminate you, you terminate them. Enough of intimidation in your life. I say enough of intimidation in your life. I say enough of intimidation in your life. And eventually, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48 to 52, you know the story of how he was able to, by the hand of God, through a stone, just one, it entered into the guy's head. 1 Samuel 17, 48 to 52. And the guy fell. And he ran towards him, removed the guy's sword himself, and cut off his head, and held the guy's head like this. All within a split second. Within a split second this morning, you will win your battles. I say within split minutes and seconds this morning, you will win your battles. He ran towards him. He threw the thing with the hand of God. The guy fell. This guy that was boasting now. You this small boy. Those who are looking at you as a small girl, they will be surprised. Because God will make something great out of your life. It's not about age, yo. If you look at age, one can miss his place. It's not about age. God can do anything out of your life at any time. And I'm certain that this morning, he will visit you. I said this morning, he will visit you. As I round up, when do you need the hand of God in battle? One, when those fighting you are stronger than you. When do you need the hand of God in battle? When those who are fighting you, they are stronger than you, you need the hand of God in battle. When those who are fighting you are very, very strong in wickedness. They're very, very strong in bad things. They know how to visit all kinds of places. They can travel 14 hours to go and get poison to destroy you. You need the hand of God. Number two, when do you need the hand of God in battle? When you have tried to fight yourself, but you have failed in the past. You have tried many, many things. You have done many fasting in the past, but you failed. You need the hand of God. You need the hand of God. You need the hand of God. Number three, when do you need the hand of God in battle? When the battle is very tough and very rough. The battle is very tough. The battle is very rough. The battle is very fierce. You need the hand of God. You have tried many things, yet nothing is working. The more you are working to destroy them, the more they are destroying you, you need the hand of God. Number four, do you need the hand of God in battle? When those waging war against you are wicked and very deadly. When those attacking you are very wicked and very deadly, you need the hand of God. When those who are attacking you are very wicked and very deadly, you need the hand of God. Deadly people, they have been known, everybody knows them, that these people are wicked. You need the hand of God to fight them. And this morning, as you engage in prayers and in battle, you will come out as a conqueror in Jesus' name. I say you will come out as a conqueror in Jesus' name. Now, before we go into prayers this morning, now listen to this. You can't fight except you are on the side of the Lord. You can't fight except you have given your life to Christ. You can't fight the enemy. You don't have the capacity to fight the enemy, because God can't defend those that are not his own. You are here this morning. Not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad person, but you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want Christ to be on your side, and you want to be on Christ's side. You want God to defend you. You are determined to win this morning in the battle of these prayers. But you want to quickly settle some things with God. You want to tell God, I'm sorry for my past. Even me, I've made mistakes in the past. Maybe that is why this battle is so much. I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to dedicate my life to you. I want to pray with you this morning. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. I want you to please be on your feet and I will pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to win in the battle of life? You don't want to be the same again? I want to pray with you. Quickly, be on your feet. 1. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to win in the battles of life. You want to win. You want to conquer in the battles of life. You can also let us know through the email and the phone number that is displayed on the screen. And I know that even as you do that, the Lord will bless you. As I count from, you want to rededicate. Not that you have not given your life to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly, be on your feet this morning. Be on your feet this morning. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ this morning. I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Don't waste time this morning. Christ is here to help us to win all our battles. The hand of the Lord is here to help us to win all our battles. Quickly this morning, be on your feet. And I know that God will bless you. God will bless you. 2. And then 1 more count. And then I'll pray. Please stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Media. Stop that. That's a distraction. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus this morning? Quickly be on your feet this morning. And I see God blessing you. 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 Also, you are here. You want to break an habit. There's an habit that push battle into your life. There's an habit. It push battle into your life. You want to quickly stop that habit this morning. You want your life to change. You want your destiny to be transformed. You don't want to be the same again. I want to pray with you this morning, and your life will never be the same again. You want to cut off from every battle. You want to cut off. You want to win in the battles of life. And you know that you have not given your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly be on your feet this morning, and then I will pray with you. And I see God blessing you in Jesus. I'll just give you 10 more seconds and then we'll pray. You want to rededicate your life to Christ before we go to pray? You don't want to be a victim in battle. You want to conquer in all the battles of life, but you want to rededicate your life to Christ. This morning I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet, and I will see God blessing you like never before in Jesus' name. And 3. You are watching us on the internet and you are taking this decision. Let us know that you are taking this decision by sending us an email. Also, by sending us a WhatsApp on the number that is stated on that screen. And I know that as you do that, I see God blessing you like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we all be on our feet and give Him praise? Let's be on our feet and thank Him and appreciate Him. Let's give Him praise. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. If you are clapping, you can clap very well. But if you don't want to clap, don't worry. It's not necessary. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands to heaven and give Him praise. Thank Him. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. This morning, give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor, thank Him, appreciate Him, give Him praise, give Him all the honor, thank Him, appreciate Him, give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Is somebody ready to pray this morning? I don't want you to pray Yankee prayer for me this morning. I don't want you to pray London prayer this morning or Germany prayer. I want you to pray the way that you know that heaven must hearken to your voice. I might not be able to motivate you much because I will also be praying, and I'll be praying fiercely. And I trust God that this morning you are coming out of every battle in Jesus' name. You will say, "Oh Lord, stretch your hands of war and fight for me." Lift your voice and pray. Father, stretch your hands of war and fight for me. Leketa bakate geteke dugo soprekete kata kata kata. Father, stretch your hands of war and fight for me. Ligra natre neshikando brene site brakata maridos. Fight for me, fight for me, fight for me, fight for me. Stretch your hands of war, stretch your hands of battle, stretch your hands of war, stretch your hands of battle, stretch your hands of war, and fight for me. Pray, 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 pray. The battle over my health, the battle over my marriage, the battle over my studies, the battle over my home, the battle over my future, the battle over my destiny. Fight for me. Father, fight for me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, long-standing battles, long-standing battles, long-standing problems, long-standing troubles, come to an end today. Come to an end today. Come to an end today. Lift your voice and pray. pray. Battles of 1 year, battles of 2 years, battles of 3 years, battles of 4 years. You must come to an end today. Battles that has continued to trouble me, come to an end. Thank you, Jesus. Ologun Loluwa. Ologun Loluwa. Oluwa ni oruko re. Ologun Loluwa.
Oluwa.
Ologun Loluwa. Ologun Loluwa. Oluwa ni oruko re.
Ologun Loluwa.
That song says, our God is a God of battle. Our God is a God of battle. Our God is a God. You see, as you are saying that, it's coming into your battle. We take that song again.
Ologun Loluwa.
Next time, okay, you are going to pray and say, Father, stretch out in your hand of battle and clear away these enemies and clear away my troublers. Lift your voice and pray. Father, stretch your hand of war and fight for me. Father, stretch your hands of war and fight this battle. Father, stretch your hands of war and fight for me. The battle over my academics must be won this morning. The battle over my marriage must be won this morning. The battle over my destiny must be won this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are praying, but I want you to take your prayer to another level. I have a feeling that some people's battle today is the expiry date. You will say in the name of Jesus, Father, trouble those who are troubling me. Trouble those who are battling me. Trouble those who are troubling me. Lift your voice and pray. Trouble those who are troubling me. Trouble the powers that are troubling my destiny. Those who don't want me to have peace, Father, trouble them. Father, trouble my troublers. Trouble those who are disturbing my destiny from being uplifted. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, plague those who are plaguing me. You see, problems are plagues. You see some people, you can see like 7 different problems. They are different plagues. Some people you will see 2. Some people you will see just 1. And that one, Kai, he wants to follow them inside the grave. Somebody say, God forbid. You will say in the name of Jesus, plague those who are plaguing me. Plague those who are plaguing me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Those who are sending discomfort to me, Father, plague them. Those who are sending discomfort to me, Father, plague them. Anybody that wants to plague my children, plague my family, plague my business, plague my destiny, Father, plague them. Send your plague to trouble them. Father, send your plague to trouble those who are troubling me. Plague those who are plaguing me. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender,
to sender,
back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. To sender, back 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 to sender. Jesus, every arrow that has been sent to battle me, back to those that sent it, back to those that sent it. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every arrow that has been sent to trouble my peace, to trouble my joy, to trouble my family, to trouble my progress, to trouble my life, back to sender, 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 back to sender. Every arrow that has been sent in the night to trouble me, I say, Father, send them back to the senders. Father, send them back to the senders. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, lift every embargo that has been placed on my life. Every satanic embargo that has been placed on my life. Every satanic limitation that has been placed on my life. Father, lift them, O God. Lift your voice and pray. Father, lift that embargo. Let the embargo be lifted. Let the embargo be lifted. Let the embargo be lifted. Father, lift that embargo. Baba, lift that embargo. Father, lift that embargo. Father, remove that limitation. Pray. Thank you. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying that embargo must be lifted? It must go. It must be removed. It must be removed. It must go. Every embargo, every limitation, Father, remove them. By your hand, remove them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will say every family battle that has troubled my family, Father, today, every battle, Father, today, cause us to be victorious. Cause my family to be, you will mention the name of your family. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every battle that has troubled us in our family, mention the name of your family. Father, I must be victorious. We must be victorious. This family must be victorious. This family must be victorious. The battle troubling my family, the battle that has almost sinked my family. Father, this morning give us victory. Father, give us victory. Father, give us victory. In this fierce battle, in this continuous battle, battle of year in, year out, battle of month in, month out, battle of year in, year out, Father, bring it to an end today. Father, bring it to an end today. Father, bring it to an end today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Baba Bagbara Reho.
Baba Bagbara Reho.
Alagbara Giga 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 Giga
Ikoko araye le modaju ipe Jesu ni koloba lori aye gogo baba bagbara oya baba bagbara re baba bagbara re baba bagbara re baba bagbara re baba bagbara re
show your power, show your power, show your power. Jesus, Father, stretch your hand of power into my situation this July. Stretch your hands of power. Stretch your hands of power into my situation, into my circumstances. Show your power. 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 Display 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 your power. Father, display your awesome power in my life this July. Display your awesome power in my life this July. This month must not pass me by again. This month must not pass me by. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, powers delaying my celebration. Powers delaying my celebration. Powers delaying my celebration. Die shamelessly this month. Die shamelessly this month. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Powers that are delaying my celebration. Delaying the celebration over my children. Delaying the celebration over my husband. Delaying the celebration over my results. Father, let them die a shameless death. Let them die a shameless death. Everyone delaying my celebration. Everyone delaying my celebration. Pray, pray. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Something is happening in the spiritual realm. God is giving you victory in the spiritual realm. Every power delaying my celebration. Enough is enough. You have delayed us enough. You have delayed us enough. You have delayed me enough. You have delayed my life enough. You have stopped me enough. Enough is enough. Otoge. Every power delaying my celebration. Holding on to the date of my celebration. Father, curse them. Father, destroy them. Father, remove them. Father, remove them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Bible says, although they shall gather, but because their gathering is not unto me, they will scatter. One of the many seasons that wickedness gather is in the night. And you will say in the name of Jesus, every wicked gathering against me, against my future, against your promise on my life, Father, scatter them. Scatter their language. Scatter their gathering. Scatter their intention. Lift your voice and pray. Every wicked gathering against me, against my promotion, against my testimony, everyone that has gathered against me, Father, scatter them. Daddy, 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 scatter them. Every wicked gathering against me, let them scatter. 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 You wicked gathering. You wicked association. You wicked gathering. You wicked association against me. You must be scattered today. You must be shattered today. You must be destabilized today. You must be frustrated today. You must be canceled today. Pray. 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 Let their gathering be scattered and shattered. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, use satanic remote control. Programming shame for me. Planning shame for me. Today, catch fire. Catch fire. Lift your voice and pray. Every satanic remote control that is organizing shame for me, that is organizing shame for my destiny, Father, let such satanic remote control scatter. Let them be scattered. Let them be shattered. Let them be scattered. Every form of satanic remote control that is organizing shame for me, that is organizing shame for my family, let them be scattered. Every satanic remote control, every satanic device, devising shame, planning shame, planning shame for me, Father Lord, scatter them. Daddy, scatter them. Baba, scatter them. Every such remote control, let them catch fire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus. You will say in the name of Jesus. Every hand of the wicked stretch towards Impact House, stretch towards her members, let that hand wither away. Let that hand wither away. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every hand of evil that is stretch towards us as a church, stretch towards our members, Father, let that hand wither away. Let that hand wither away. Let that hand wither away. Let that hand be paralyzed. Anyone stretching evil hand towards this church, towards this ministry, towards our members, towards the women, towards the men, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, let such hand wither away. Let such hand wither away. Let such hand wither away. Anybody stretch pointing me to the enemy, anybody pointing this church to the enemy, let that hand wither away. Let that hand wither away. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, everyone that is stretching evil hands towards this commission, towards our members, let that hand be withered away in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, in this commission, there shall be no bad news. There shall be no loss. No loss of life. No loss of property. No loss of any kind. Lift your voice and pray. In this commission, no loss. No loss of life, no loss of property, no loss of any kind, 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 no loss of life, no loss of property, no loss of any kind. We will not lose anybody. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident. There shall be no loss. There shall be no accident in our midst. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want you to bring out your expectation sleeves. And you'll be praying. Two prayer points, praying on this. If you don't have one, please stretch your hands up. We can give you one quickly. Wave your hands quickly. If you don't have one, I can see that hand. Please wave your hand so that we can give you one quickly. God bless you. Now, you are going to be praying on this expectation. Also, well, let us take it one by one. Quickly, pray on this expectation right now. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray for your studies. Pray for your forthcoming examination. Pray for your forthcoming projects. Pray, 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 pray for your career. Pray for your health. Pray, pray, pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, turn everything that is here into testimonies. Jesus, turn everything that is here into testimonies. Oh God, turn everything that is here to testimonies. Oh God, turn everything I've written into testimonies. Turn them into testimonies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And lastly, I want you to pray concerning some specific battles with name that you know that this is a battle. You have recognized it and you want it to end today. Lift your voice and pray. Let's go ahead and begin to thank him. Let's begin to appreciate him. Let's begin to give him praise. Can you lift your voice and just thank this God? Let's appreciate him. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the adoration. Let's appreciate him. Let's thank him because he's a good God. Let's appreciate his love and kindness. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As you have spoken to the Lord this morning, I decree in the name of Jesus, every battle that has continued to torment you, that has continued to trouble you, this morning I decree victory in the name of Jesus. I decree victory in the name of Jesus. I decree victory in the name of Jesus. In this month of July, you will be victorious. In this month of July, you will be victorious. In this month of July, you will be victorious. You will be a conqueror. I say you will be a conqueror. Every long-standing battles are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Your troubles are turned to miracles in the name of Jesus. Your mess is turned into a message. God is giving you a new story in the name of Jesus. It is done. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's give God a big clap.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.